Young turtles are tiny and always on the move, making them almost impossible to track in the ocean. The study is the first to look at their early behavior and movement, thanks to small remote sensing devices. The lead author of the study, marine biologist Kate Mansfield, spoke via Skype from the University of Central Florida.
Because they were solar powered, they didn't require huge batteries in order to communicate with overhead satellites. So we were able to use much smaller tags that had become available on smaller turtles.
Tags were glued onto 17 baby loggerheads, which were tracked from Florida's Atlantic coast. The turtles stayed largely in the warmer surface waters. The satellite data also follows their movement in the large circular current in the North Atlantic. In a report published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B, Mansfield says about half the group moved into the Sargasso Sea at the center of this massive North Atlantic current.
That was pretty exciting, and it shows that the turtles have a little more variability in their movement patterns than this original idea of this large circular migration, one-way, unidirectional migration around the Atlantic.
The Sargasso Sea turns out to be a popular refuge where young turtles can forage and find shelter in the mats of seaweed. Mansfield says identifying critical habitats like the Sargasso Sea is an important step for wildlife protection.
Perhaps this is a habitat, even though it's very transient and it moves and drifts with ocean currents, it's something that we need to consider as protection for the animals.
Kate Mansfield is working on expanding her research beyond loggerheads in the Atlantic to monitor the behavior of young turtles in other ocean basins. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.